Dirt and Sprague.
90, Thompson. Blocked by Collins, recovered by Miller. Centers it to Mathurin, ahead to Garland, from the wing to the lane, to the rim, and in. Timeout, Dallas. Clippers lead by 7.
Andy Dirk Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
And here comes Soler, going after Lopez. They square up, and Soler and Lopez are throwing haymakers. They're going after each other. Soler is finally tackled from behind as the Angels and Braves are all out onto the field.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Good morning, hello, happy hump day. Or garbage day at
what
my house.
Is happening?
Oh, you're on Wednesdays?
Don't forget garbage day.
Yeah, sorry.
That is the biggest error you can make, man. That is the biggest mistake you can make as an adult, is missing garbage day.
It is a bad feeling when your co-host randomly interrupts what you're about to do, and I apologize for what I just did to you right
What'd
there.
What'd you do? What happened?
Well, you were doing the what? Also, I can tell
Hold
you.
The ball. Hold it.
Also,
Hold
I can say today's garbage day.
Yeah. I love garbage day, dude. We look forward to garbage day every week at the Johnson household.
Do you? We look forward to it?
I got stuff piled up every week. Get rid of it. Get it out of here, man.
I appreciate our local waste management team.
They do a phenomenal job every week.
Now, do you have recycling every week, or is recycling every other week?
No, it's the combination.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah,
see, our recycling is every other week, but the recycling bin is twice as big as the garbage can.
Our garbage is every other week. Recycling is every week. Recycling and yard debris every week.
Do you have the big can?
We got a big garbage can.
Okay, we have
big
a regular, smallerish, medium can.
So they got to come pick it up every week.
Well, medium pizza boxes.
That's how it works.
Know, trash, not as much as
I
your
think
large.
We technically have that option, and we chose the bigger can every other week garbage pickup, which is nice, because then you don't have to. Garbage is usually the main one you cannot forget.
No.
Because if that thing fills up,
you're screwed.
You're just screwed.
You're playing catch up.
Now we just got bags of garbage sitting on the outside of the house. That's not good for anybody,
no.
Right? Or you throw them in the back of the truck and you're driving around town looking for a dumpster to toss them in somewhere, because I got no other options.
Yeah, I think we thought about getting the regular standard big can.
Love a good big can.
But I can't remember what the price difference was. It wasn't something crazy, but you guys know me. I still got my roots of being cheap in different areas.
Sure, you're going to save a little bit here or there.
And I remember telling the wife, I'm like, we shouldn't have more than 2 bags of garbage in a week.
No, I wouldn't think
but
so.
But you have kids. There's junk that comes with kids.
I mean, we still have diaper bags. That's the biggest issue.
Yeah,
for
that's
us.
Yeah.
Until we
kids,
get out of diapers,
we
gotta have a big bed. We have no choices. The only tough part is with the every other week is that there's some diapers sitting in there that sit in there for a week and a half. If you throw one in, like I think there's a bag of diapers in right now. We're not getting picked up till next Monday.
Yeah,
so that bad boy is just hanging out in there. Yeah. 75 degrees outside. That's not good for anybody.
I didn't want that. I didn't want to wait. Do you
have your garbage cans? Are they able to be outside or are they in the garage?
Oh, they're outside. They're okay. Yeah, I'm not.
You don't have an HOA, right?
No, God no.
I know.
No. Selwood, there's no HOA.
HOAs are the
I have worst. No idea what it costs, because ours is part of our HOAs in the condo.
Yeah.
Do you have a big dumpster?
No.
You have your own can?
Yeah.
In that condo? I've been to your place. That's interesting.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'd have thought you guys would have like a big dumpster that everybody just can
take your trash to and throw it in.
No, because there's so many units in that complex. Mm. Everybody's got a garbage can and a recycling bin.
Humble brag. A lot of units, man. Big units.
Big
over there.
Unit place. That's Swigard.
They go live in that big unit life.
Swag's
right
got
now.
A big unit. How about that?
Hey, we learned something new today.
What a hump day.
What a hump day.
2 inches is a lot, buddy.
But yeah, I was like, dude, we shouldn't, even with kids' crap, like toys.
Right.
Most of that ends up being recycling, because everything's plastic and cardboard that it comes in.
That's very
true. Recycling bin is a big bin,
right,
but I don't want the stench. But also I see my neighbors with the big garbage bins. They get picked up every week, so I don't know if it's a Clackamas County versus Multnomah County.
I think you can choose to pay for that if you want to. We don't need to get picked up every week, because
it doesn't
fully fill up every week. It's just the stench that you have to deal with on hot days when they sit in there for an extra
week.
Is it
on the side of a house? Or like where?
It's on the side of the house, yeah. You can't see it.
Smell it that much.
Out of sight, out of mind, unless you're like going around the back gate to get into the backyard, then you walk past it, you might see it. But I think about
Bubba
it.
Bubba doesn't go trying to like root through there, does he?
No, God no. Okay. God no. We do have some raccoons in the neighborhood occasionally who will go dumpster diving and try and jump around. I had one on the back patio a couple weeks ago who we left our stroller out on our back patio.
Uh-oh.
And there's probably some snacks down there that, you know, who knows how long they've been
there. Oh, I was going to say the he curled up in the little seat.
No, that actually would have been kind of cute. I mean, we'd have to clean it deeply, but I would have taken a picture of it. It would have been nice. And I look out the back. I think I was going to take the dog out to go take a pee before I went to bed, and I'm like, dude, there's just a raccoon hanging out. Paws up on the stroller.
Oh, dude.
Just kind of, you know. Oh,
they're almost human-like when they're doing
that. Oh, they got their little fingers. Yeah. They're grabbing their little chips, Cheetos, whatever they're getting their hands on.
Did you flip on the porch light, and it just looked at you with those beady eyes?
The porch light was already on, so it was a ballsy move by that raccoon.
That's a bold move. Usually
it was not
dark.
Like
to go around in the dark and you flip those lights on and they're just like frozen, like
not scared at all. He was eating the snacks and I'm like, I don't really know what to do here, and I kind of banged on the door and he scurried away. And then I gave it a couple of minutes before I went outside.
You got to be careful with those, because like if you just let it go by, before you know it, raccoon has a friend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now they're out there, and that light ain't scaring them. That bang on the door, they're just looking at you like, you've done nothing. What
nothing's
are you
happening
right
here,
now?
And I know there's snacks in the bottom of this stroller at all times.
Yeah.
There's a bag of chips down here, and I'm grabbing this bag of chips. This is my dinner right now.
Yeah, man.
So we got a bit of an issue there. We also have my kids bring in, like, neighborhood cats back to the house. Not on purpose, but they, like, follow him around sometimes.
Because he's dropping crumbs everywhere.
Dude, he loves walking around and saying hi to the cats in the neighborhood.
I had you telling when you said that, like, just walking back home, which, why is he by himself?
What is happening?
He's just carrying
me back
cat.
By dinner, buddy. We're already doing that. Get outside. Go get some vitamin D in your life, man. Yeah, the other day we had this screen door, but we have, like, a lockable screen door, and then the front door was open, getting nice fresh air into the house. And I look outside the screen, and there's just two cats sitting on my porch. Who both like a decent walk away. I know where these cats live because we see them on our walks.
Yeah.
Decent walk away from their house. There's one next door that'll scurry across the front porch from time to time.
Why do you think they're following him?
I don't know. I didn't know. I was thrown off. One of them was trying to literally get in the house, and I'm like, do not let this happen, because now all of a sudden I got a cat. I got to, like, no. This
You're
going to
end up with a cat.
This is not our cat. I'm not feeding this cat. I don't want anything to do with this cat. We could say hi on a walk.
Bubba's not going to like the
Bubba's not getting, He's already depressed. Like, we got a kid. I can't bring a cat into the fold.
Sounds like Teddy's becoming a cat guy.
He's a cat guy. He's big.
Is he a cat
big
guy?
Big cat guy. Big cat guy.
I had questions about cat guys with my wife this weekend, because we were next to a convertible. It was one of these like Mazda Miata, or whatever Toyota version of that.
You drive those
midlife,
with your feet.
Midlife crisis mobile.
A Flintstone car.
I don't know how old he was. We were in Salem, and the top's down, and his music's going, and I'm like, oh, we got some music with the top down. Let's see what it is. And it's just like,
sounds about right.
I don't wanna love you. And he's by himself, and he's got the air freshener hanging down. You know what the air freshener is? It's a cat's head.
Oh.
But like,
we got a kitty cat air freshener?
It looks like a personalized air freshener. Like, it's a real cat.
So it's like his cat.
It's not a cartoon cat head. It's like a real cat head as an air freshener.
So he went online and got something custom
Something.
Made.
And I just turned to the wife and I go, look, I love people that love animals in general,
right.
But like
yes.
when you're just a cat person.
It's a little weird.
And you're alone as a dude.
It's a little
I have
weird.
Questions.
It's a little weird.
I'm trying not to judge you, but
I'm
not questions.
To judge, but we are curious.
I'm going to be honest with you. There's a little bit of a double judge going on there, too. The Mazda Miata gets a little bit of a judge out of me, too, if I'm being honest.
Yes.
A little bit of a judge.
It was an interesting decision, but he looked happy. You
depends
know,
on who's driving it, right? Who's behind the wheel? What's the look of the person that's driving it?
Right.
There's a category of people that I will not judge.
Right.
Some that I'm looking at. And if you're a... How old are we talking here?
If I guessed, I'd probably say late 20s to late 30s, like a 10-year window somewhere in there.
Oh, okay.
That was not on my bingo card.
No.
I was going much older in my head.
You were thinking my age and
I was
a lot less
an
hair.
Older guy. Yeah, like this is a last-ditch effort
exactly.
of freedom, and I'm driving a convertible, but this is the only convertible that I can afford.
He's either a really good, loyal friend who's quiet, but he's always reliable, or he's murdering people. That was what I concluded looking at him.
There's door one and door two.
Yeah.
And let's hope the door one is the door that we're going down.
Yeah.
No in between.
He's just a guy that likes to drive a Mazda Miata because he wants a convertible.
Also loved cats. That was abundantly clear.
He's a big cat guy.
Just a huge cat guy.
I just have follow-ups of, like, if you have a cat air... What does it smell like? Do you want it to smell like your cat?
No, I think it's a regular air... It's a car freshener, right?
What's the thing that cats sniff that get them going?
Catnip.
Catnip? Is it like a catnip thing?
So now we got like a cat man?
Yeah, we might
like
have
a cat,
cat half
woman
man.
Version of a man?
Is it like the equivalent
what
of the...
What does that look like, by the way? A man being like cat woman, but male.
What's the smell? It's like the smelling
That's
salt thing
suit.
For him. It's a catnip. This is what he does. Gets him going in the morning.
That is a different suit.
You ever try to wake up? You need an energy drink? How about some catnip as you're driving to work? Woo! let's go attack the day.
It would be funny if that air freshener was
that's
catnip.
What it was for him.
That's what it smelled
it's
like.
It's his smelling salts every day. Yeah. He just gets his catnip on.
We have a couple, not strays. We have a neighbor. So we have a neighbor that we saw a couple kittens a few months back, like probably 4 months ago. They wandered onto our house. And, you know, we don't have a cat. My dog will literally eat a cat if we get a cat.
Yeah, he'll go after
he
it.
He hates anything with fur.
Yeah.
Lizards, he couldn't care less. We've put our bearded dragon right next, and he'll, like, turn away. He's, like, really? I'm scared of it.
What the hell is this?
The hamster, the bunny, the this cat. Like, he
lunch.
Wants to eat it.
Yeah.
And so we can't get a cat until this dog's dead. And so I'm okay with that because I hate cat boxes. I think it's the worst part of owning a cat is the litter box.
It has to be terrible.
It's so terrible.
You got to clean up their dumps. You got to sift through it like you're looking
that
for gold.
That smell, too.
It's so awful. Your garage stinks or you don't want it in your house. But
somebody
will do that. Like right. I, you know. So we have a couple cats. We have a neighbor that whose kittens got out. And so we're looking for this lady comes out and she's like, those are mine. And we're like, And she goes, well, a friend of ours gave them to us, and they live in the shed in our backyard. And I just went, okay, so you're basically housing stray cats.
Yes.
And you're pseudo-taking care of them, but you're kind of not because I see them walking around all the time.
Yeah. Right, they're just cruising around the neighborhood.
So there's like six or seven cats that are complete strays.
Great. Just walking around.
Dude, and it's funny you mentioned Teddy and a cat.
And they're probably not going to go get them neutered.
Definitely not. Because right. There's new ones that pop up every 8 to 10 months.
Great.
And so I walk out of the door this morning. I lock my front door. And as I shut the door, I turn, and right next to my front door are two chairs so you can sit on our little front porch area.
Right,
a cat just goes, rah, rah, and it like jumps off all fours.
Waiting for you right there.
On the chair, and I went, ugh! I just looked around. I'm like,
that'll freak you out.
It's 4:55 a.m., and I'm out here, over a cat.
Talk about a wake-up there. That'll do it to you.
cat house.
You don't know what animal that is when you hear the jump. You turn around, you just hear something.
It moved, dude.
Whoa, what's going on? All right, we're awake now. Hey, let's go do a radio show.
Hey, I've only had, like, two cats that I've actually liked in my life.
It's a small number, for sure. I had an experience with a family member with a cat that traumatized me because he was one of those psycho cats that would like hang out on top of bookshelves, and you looked at it, and every time you thought, this cat's going to like rip my eyes out in my sleep.
If he gets the chance,
he will kill me,
and
I've never been cool with cats since then. Mm. The idea of the outdoor cat's just weird for me.
Yeah.
It's just a weird
cat. I had an indoor-outdoor cat. That was our last cat, but he was mainly indoors.
Mainly, I just, like, having an animal that just roams around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's just, you know, to each their own. Everybody flies their own kite. Do what you want to do. But that's a weird one for me. Like, why have the animal if it just lives outside and then comes to your house when it wants to eat and then it just is outdoors?
So ours, we would let out, we'd probably let him out twice a day.
Okay.
And he would be gone for, once he'd be gone for like 20 minutes and another time he'd be gone for like 2 hours.
Like, just where did he go? I don't know.
I don't know.
He's out there killing birds.
He'd bring one back once in a blue moon.
Drop it off.
Always supposed to be a gift.
Check it out,
Dad. It's a trophy.
It's a trophy. It's like, look what I did.
I got some dinner tonight.
But he'd always be in to write back in. He'd sit on his couch and eat his food and let us pat him, hang out. He was a cool cat.
That's a pretty cool cat right there.
Pretty easygoing
cat. That's not bad. 2 hours to 20 minutes, not bad.
Yeah.
The ones who were out there just roaming the neighborhoods like a member of a gang, I don't know. I'm not trusting that cat.
Look, dogs are more dangerous because they're bigger. What I would say, though, is, like, I don't know if there's a worse animal than a mean cat. Like, my great-grandparents had a little dog named Cricket, and they had a black cat. And I don't know what its name was, because Cricket was out and about.
Is it Michael Jordan?
Dude, every time, probably, yeah.
Black cat.
Every time I'd walk near it, and I didn't rarely see it, because it would hide.
Oh, did it have those glassy green eyes,
too? Dude, glassy green eyes, straight black cat, and every time you got within 3 feet...
No, thank you.
And I'm like,
nope.
This demon animal.
No, thank you.
And I told my great grandma that once. I'm like,
cemetery.
I think your cat is evil. And she goes, well, that's mean to say. And I'm like, every time I go near it, it hisses. And she goes, well, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, maybe it's a you problem.
Me?
Yeah, maybe you need to look internally. Okay?
I'm 8.
Instead of blaming other people for your problems. All right, maybe it's on you, Sprague.
Dude, mean cats are like, there's something hellacious about them.
Yes, like you can put a muzzle on a dog and walk it around a neighborhood and it won't nip at anybody. You can't do that to a cat.
No.
Good luck getting your hands on that thing.
No, you can't, man. But I know my family wants a cat. My wife bought a rabbit collar. That's how I know how desperate my family is for a cat.
Your rabbit's got a collar?
My wife tried to get a harness so she could walk a rabbit.
I need a video of this.
No, it didn't.
It didn't work. It won't do
it. The rabbit refused. The rabbit was not in. I'm like, this is not going to work.
This is not going to happen.
That rabbit doesn't even want to be held, no. Let alone in a harness.
Let's go hop around the neighborhood, buddy.
Let's go. Well, it hops, but then it just sits for like an hour.
Time to go for a walk.
That's what people don't talk about with rabbits. They don't move the whole time. Welcome to my life.
Hello.
Hey,
everybody.
Happy hump day.
Yeah, we got a lot going
on. Put your garbage out this morning.
Make sure your garbage bins are out. If it's your garbage day, get them out this morning, all right?
Well, we got a lot to get to today. Matt Miller's going to join us at 8:45, so we'll dive into the NFL draft, which is just 2 weeks away, and we'll talk with one of our favorites, national NFL draft pundit for ESPN, Matt Miller. It's a Status Story Wednesday as well. A lot to get to today. Let's start with what the randomness of yesterday ended up being. I'll tell you what I mean by that. We'll start there. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1, The Fan. So I decided last night, as I was putting the old show sheet together, I decided to write the note, this may be the most random sports night of my entire life.
Ooh, last night was?
Now, as a kid, you could certainly point to probably many evenings where I'm sitting and I'm shooting on my Nerf hoop, and on my television is Red Wings and Avalanche and random TNT basketball game and SportsCenter or whatever it is.
Sure.
But as, like, an actual functional adult with a brain who doesn't play Nerf basketball nearly as much as he wants to, and I need to get back to those
days. Nerf basketball is great.
It's so good.
Being able to dunk, pull off different moves in the living room. It's the best.
I watched Hornets Celtics. I watched Pirates and Padres. I watched Red Sox Brewers.
Pirates Padres did it for you, huh?
I watched Braves Angels.
Oh, look at you, baseball spray.
And nice. Rockets and you. Suns until I fell asleep because I was not staying up for that whole
game. Nah, it's about the end of it. That's the end of your run right there.
I was like, oh, it's a tight game. You know what, buddy?
Well, Skeens was pitching for the Pirates.
Your watch has ended at that point.
Yeah.
You're ready to go to bed.
Yeah, I watched Skeens was pitching. I wanted to see Griffin play. I hadn't really been able to watch him play much. Yeah. I ended up coincidentally, I got to see his two RBIs he had late. I think it was the eighth inning. They were teeing off of a pitcher named Morjon, but I don't think you say it that way. I can't remember how you say it, but it's like Morjon. But it, like, on his jersey,
the spelling of it looks like Morjon. Yeah. Who doesn't need Morjon in their life?
And then I turn over my Brave game, and we're lighting up a Kikuchi, and I'm like, baseball.
This is fun, dude.
Welcome
this
back
is,
to my
this
life.
This is a nice so little good. Tuesday night, is it not? I love the randomness of, like, you're just looking for something to watch. What's going to be entertaining and appealing for me tonight? That is the one benefit of this time of year. Like, at least the playoffs, I know, are right around the corner, so there'll be bigger games to watch. But that's the best thing about baseball is it's every day.
Every day.
Literally every day. Yeah. You want to watch 2-3 games? Go ahead. Watch other than the Mariners, who we don't have access
you
to.
You love it when the schedules the get all off, too, and you got different teams on different getaway days. So there's – or the Cubs are at home and you get day games.
Well, the delightful thing that I discovered is over the weekend, my wife goes, hey, what's MLB.TV? And I went, that's my baseball subscription.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, do you need it? It's $150. And I went, it's $150.
$150.
I swear I bought the Brave only package.
Oh, you thought you only did Braves.
It was literally the day of the deadline. They don't let you cancel, but if you cancel, it cancels next year. So I am sans the Mariners. I can watch all the games.
There
and so
go.
That's why I watched all those games
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, that's the weird one with the team. Because how much is the Braves one for the year?
It's $100. It's a
$50
difference.
So it's $50 difference. Yeah. So you're spending $50 to watch an unlimited amount of baseball games over the course of 7 months. Like, that's a pretty good deal.
That's why I was like, I did cancel it. And I'm like, I might regret doing this next year, but I'm like, eh.
It makes sense to do in market. Like, if you lived in Atlanta and then you would be blacked out from Braves games had you bought just the extra innings package or the MLB at bat, then it makes more sense because then you wouldn't be able to watch your team. But out of market, like, $150 for the entire year is a pretty good deal. I don't lose a lot of sleep over that when I pay for it.
I figure it's 162 games. Figure, okay, there's going to be at least a dozen of your team on a national game somewhere. So it's $1 a game.
Right. It's a good deal right
That's why I wasn't like complete. I was just like thrown off because I was like, I swear I bought the Brave one. Yeah. But
I didn't do it yesterday because it's Masters week. So I was watching a lot of press conferences and stuff. But for opening week when you were out, the first 2-3 days of the season, it was glorious. Like all day. Because there's games that are starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. You get home, you turn a game on, you're like, why am I watching, you know, Orioles Nationals right now? I don't know, but I'm kind of into it. I'm liking the broadcasters.
Yeah.
Looking at Camden Yards, it looks beautiful. Like, it gives me something to watch in the middle of the day.
It also took me about 33 minutes to realize, because I had multiple screens going, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I've enjoyed being a YouTube TV subscriber. I've done it two different times. I was in it early. I cut back to cable. prices got nuts, cut back to YouTube TV. I've been with them since. I don't know why they haven't figured out my algorithm. They still, from time to time, when I turn it on, it shows you it's supposed to show you like what you watch, right?
Right, the channel that it's on when you turn it on.
You think that would, you know what it is? It's always like random baseball game, NBA, the update in Iran. And I'm like, I've never watched this.
Throwing some news on your TV, dude.
No, thank you. They do it on my multi-view. It'll always be like
the quad box.
NCAA, women's basketball, baseball, late night with Jesse Waters. And I'm like, I don't even watch that station.
Haven't they? They're not tuned in. It should be the NASA Artemis feed.
Exactly. Yes.
I'd rather watch that than anything else right now. That's
now that
cool
would
story.
Get Sprague on there.
That
What's
would
going
get
on
in.
With the moon.
They're going over the moon.
They're going over the moon.
They went all the way around the moon. Now they're on the way back.
Swag's into it. He's given up on me.
Yeah, I have too. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah,
I talked about this with him.
No,
like,
we had the family
launch?
Birthday.
Like,
I know.
You didn't know that this was happening?
Had no idea.
I did, but I didn't know.
He didn't know.
Wow. How about the one guy who named a... Did you see the story? After his wife who passed away.
Yeah.
He lost his mom and his wife in like a 2-month stretch.
Crazy.
Horrible. Raising his daughters himself. Oh, and by the way, he's an astronaut.
He didn't know they were going to name it until they started
spelling
it.
They got up there.
It.
Yeah. And they were pointing out, we got to name this one. And that one hasn't been named because they're on the backside of the moon. And he was like, what a cool story. Man.
I know.
I haven't watched a ton of it, but it's pretty, every time you turn it on, it's one of those that you just kind of get roped into and it's captivating. You can't turn it off.
It just feels like such a positive, cool story.
Yes, like we needed something like that in our life. We needed a win.
I know.
Like, give me a dub.
I need something.
Just anything, all right? I had to fill up my gas tank yesterday, and Jesus,
God
Christ.
God bless you for knowing, because I brought it up while you were out, and he's like, what the point?
Yeah, that's disappointing. You live in a science family. That's
I
if I'm not even your dad, and I'm disappointed at you, Swag. That's one that should you don't have a lot of things that pierce the Swigard bubble. There's a lot of things that are outside of your purview that we will bring up that is understandable for you not to know. That one I'm a little disappointed.
Well, I was aware that a rocket called Artemis took off towards the moon. Outside of that,
but you asked me out loud. What's the point? What's
what are
the
we doing?
Purpose?
We're going to the moon.
Okay,
we're going to go to the moon again.
Going to the moon.
See, your whole "we did it once, who cares?" Like you're not acknowledging the adventure of it.
Well, it's also now we have the ability to live stream
it,
so you can watch what's going on, which is incredible. Like you didn't have that back in the day.
No, I know.
And also, we have dumb people on this planet who still believe that the moon landing was
fake.
No,
there's that.
Yes. And so it's like, how about we just now we're at the moon, bitch? What are you gonna do about it?
I thought the cool thing was for all those idiots that thought it was fake. The cool thing, and I highlighted this when we talked about it, during the launch, it happened, and there was a softball game near the launch point.
Oh, that's badass.
That's right. It was
all
like
stopped,
Florida and
the whole stadium, just like literally all the teams.
How could
the
you not?
They just watched the rocket go, and I'm like, how do you see that thing leave our planet? You're like, it's all fake.
We didn't do it.
We didn't do it.
I mean, I do that when an airplane or a helicopter flies over my house. I'll stop what I'm doing. Look up.
And I have them quite a bit over my house.
Look at that. That's an airplane, huh? That's pretty cool. And then you go back to your day-to-day, even though I've seen an airplane a million times. I do it with an airplane. Imagine if it's a rocket launching out of your backyard. Hey, look over there, buddy. That thing's going to the moon.
I'm going to tell you something really dumb if we're in a trust tree. So I get planes over my house all the time because if you come from California, like I realize this.
Oh, you're right in a flight
in
pattern?
Plane. Yeah.
Lining
well,
up to
they go
land.
Over my house
gotcha.
To circle back to land.
Towards the airport.
Because I look down, I'm like, oh my God, I think it's my neighbor. That's our high school.
It's right there.
So every time I actually am outside when a plane's going over, the same thought happens. I just look and I watch it and I go, how come the wings don't need to flap? Right? I don't understand any of it. I never will. I'm way too dumb.
The aerodynamics don't make any sense to me.
And I'm always like, but birds. But birds always need to.
You have to flap. Why aren't we flapping? These wings are stationary, man. This thing's going down.
Same thought every time.
The technology doesn't make sense to me.
No,
I was just
doesn't.
On an airplane looking out like, I don't get it, but I'm glad it's working.
I would have been definitely the caveman that would have been like, when you throw the wheel past me, I'm like, oh. I'd have been like, oh, fire.
Fire!
There's no corners.
Oh, my God.
There's no, Don't we need
a
corner?
It just keeps moving.
I'd be the caveman that would get up to it after it stopped rolling. And the other guy who invented it, he's looking at me like, yeah, this moron. And I'd be the caveman that would start smelling it.
Is this thing made of cheese?
Something's happening here.
Is this food? Is this edible? Like, seems like witchcraft, man. When did the aliens invade us?
You got to know who you are, man. And I know who I am. I'm not the caveman inventing the wheel.
No.
I'm glad that other people, that sometimes you find things out in life and you're like, I'm glad I'm not the only weirdo. I'm glad that this has been acknowledged that we look up at planes. Because I do it and I'm like, every time I do it, I'm like, why am I, I've seen an airplane a million times. Why am I doing this? Helicopter, every time something flies up, I'm just like, yeah, what's that? And I always wonder if my neighbors think I'm like some, like, you know, national coke dealer, like the end of a Goodfellas when he's driving around with the police helicopter. Like, why is this guy always looking up at the helicopters? Are they coming after him? I always do it.
Dude, sometimes, once in a while, I'll throw a hand up hoping somebody in that little window
give
sees
me. A little peace sign?
Yeah.
Hello! Peace and love! Look at me!
Oh, don't do the John Malkovich from Red.
No.
Poop to you!
Yeah. No, I don't quite do that, but I do like looking up at planes. There's no doubt about it. All right. The randomness of last night also gave us something that we need to talk about. We had a fight.
We had a great fight last
night. Yeah, actually, a good fight.
We had a fight.
Not a hold me back fight. That was a good fight.
It was a hold me back fight for one of the two guys in the fight. we'll talk about it, and then I'll give you the disappointing angle of it. Something that I observed as a sports fan from the fight. So we'll get to the brouhaha next. So last night in the randomness of sports, I'm watching all kinds of cool things. The Pirates are good and they're fun and they've got a young prospect and Skeens is on the bump. I'm watching Red Sox Brewers and I'm just biding my time waiting for my beloved Bravos to first pitch at 6:38 p.m. in Anaheim.
A little bit later than usual for you. You got a West Coast game.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of you with your team starting earlier.
It's great.
4 o'clock starts are just perfect.
Oh, they are.
Thankfully, the Giants on weekday games have gone to 6:45, which is much more manageable.
I've noticed a lot of West Coast games are starting
6:40, 6:45.
Yeah, the only ones that start later for the Dodgers, and that's because it takes forever to get into that stadium.
Sure. The Giants starting game, when they used to start games at 7:15, it would
drive me
nuts.
The Mariners games are 6:40.
They should be. What are we doing? We don't need to start. Yeah. The kids want, if you want a kid to go to a game on a weeknight, that thing's not ending until 10 p.m. Right. It's ridiculous.
Well, I was thinking about my fellow Atlanta Brave fans in actually Atlanta because that game got
9:45.
over
1 a.m. Oh, yeah, you're not watching. When you're, if you're an East Coast fan and your team comes to the West Coast, you're not watching those games.
Not a chance in hell. But we ended up getting a fight. And this one was pretty wild. Take a listen.
Here comes Solaire going after Lopez. They square up, and Solaire and Lopez are throwing haymakers. They're going after each other. Solaire is finally tackled from behind as the Angels and Braves are all out onto the field.
So that one's from Angels TV, which I will admittedly say, much better job doing the play-by-play than my Braves broadcast did. Now, here's what happened. So you've got Lopez and Solaire, pitcher, batter, okay? He had already hit him in this game.
Yeah.
And so he
throws... Well, Solaire hit a two-run bomb off him, right, in the first inning, too.
So he throws a pitch, and it kind of goes, not right next to his head, but it's kind of high.
It's high, okay? High and tight.
Goes past the catcher. There ends up being a throw to second. It's close. The guy is safe, but the Braves want to challenge it. So now you're sitting in a challenge. This is the fifth inning. It is 4-2 Braves. And in the process of the challenge, Lopez and Solaire are on the bump in the plate, and they're just staring at each other. Here's the problem. My vantage point as a Braves fan, I'm watching my team's broadcast.
Yeah.
I'm watching the replay. They're showing Walt Weiss. They're showing Ozzie Albies. And then all of a sudden...
Clearly safe, by the way.
Clearly safe. Yeah. I don't know why we challenged. And they were terrible in challenges last night. Don't get me started on their catching challenges. They were so egregious. I was telling my wife, that's a ball. Stupid challenge. Anyways, they're challenging this dumb call. And so in the process of the replay, the play-by-play guy then goes, oh, and now Solaire's headed out to Lopez. And the camera's still just on Ozzie Albies on a replay.
Yep.
And I missed the beginning of the fight.
You didn't see it.
And so I had to wait. They get to it. It's live. Now the full, you know, big pile of guys are out there. Bullpens are emptying. I had to wait for the replay to see how the fight happened because Braves TV was stuck not showing me live baseball.
Did you see? So they had that up for opening day of Major League Baseball. There was the situation where the first ever ABS challenge happened on Netflix.
Oh,
and
they
went
it.
To a manager interview. And you could just hear the umpire in the background challenging a call. And they're like, not, they don't know what to do. They're in the middle of an interview.
Yeah, Lauren Schotte was talking to Vitello.
And like, you're not bailing from that. You're asking only one question anyways and then coming back. And so that was a moment that they got killed for, is they missed that. The first replay I saw the fight last night was the Braves broadcast.
Oh, it was terrible.
And I'm like, where's the whole feed? I want to know the whole story here. And then thankfully the Angels had the entire thing up. And it was like just staring at each other.
Yeah.
For 30 seconds straight. And then finally Soler steps out in front of the plate. And Lopez gives him, like, what do you want to do about
you
it,
You got to do something?
What
you
do you want to
do
about it? And he did something about it. And
he
ended up being a nice little tussle. And shout out, the highlight of the night in the fight was your manager,
Weiss.
Walt Weiss, running onto the field, not just getting in the middle of the fracas, because he did.
Mm-hmm.
He tackled Soler. He took him to the ground.
So there is a backstory to that.
Oh, I mean, they're close. Yeah.
Yeah, he's really close.
Yeah, they were
with
teammates.
Yeah, not teammates.
He was the manager.
Yeah.
So he's known Soler for a long time, part of the World Series team, right, obviously, and so he goes out there. He also has a big MMA background. Like, he literally, in his off time, he's Sukanic. He goes and trains and does jiu-jitsu.
Walt Weiss does?
Yeah, Walt Weiss.
Oh, I didn't know that about him.
Like, that's what his sport is outside of baseball.
So he stays in shape and stays active. And
I remember when he got called up and was Rookie of the Year as shortstop for the A's.
You do it to yourself.
You did that one to yourself.
Nobody did that to you.
That was all you.
You teed that one up.
You didn't need to say that.
I was about to say, it's pretty impressive for an old guy, and then you just said that line
just
before I could get out.
That's what good producers do.
But the Braves broadcast, like, he might be the strongest manager in the entire sport. And I was like, man. And then they were talking about his background in MMA.
It was
and
1987.
UFC. God, Dirt wasn't alive, and I was not. Barely alive.
Yeah. That wasn't even a thought.
That was when, the Bash Brothers were there with the A's. McGuire was just coming up.
First full season was 88. He played a couple of games in 87 and then 88.
So I was one, and Dirt still wasn't alive.
Still not alive, no. Three home runs, 39 RBIs, 250 bat. And that was good enough to win Rookie of the Year.
Oh, he was pretty good with the glove at shortstop.
Okay, all right.
It's never – look, you can point out bad Ward that have been given out in any sport. Nothing will ever top the NFL giving the MVP to a kicker.
Yeah, it's true.
Nothing.
That happened.
That did happen.
That actually happened.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyways, the broadcast was off of it. I had to wait for the replay. Weiss got in there and kind of broke everything up. Then Albies and Olsen came out and, you know, tried to calm him down. He ended up walking away from it. But just a nice little brouhaha that my team just happened to be involved. And I will add this.
It's wonderful when it happens.
Because one of our P1s is also a Braves fan. So he'll randomly message me on IG. And he asked if I saw that, and he's like, I still kind of like Soler. And I'm like, dude, I still love Soler.
He won you a World Series.
I will never not love Jorge Soler, because I will never forget the home run in Houston nailing down the World Series in 2021.
I mean, that's one of the most – I remember that swing. I'm not even a Braves fan.
And to be honest, a pitcher hits me, I'm going to want to fight him eventually if he throws near me again, so I kind of didn't blame him for it.
I mean, I get his point, because he – like, the averages and the numbers he's put up against Lopez are insane. Like, his batting average is like 600 or something like that. He owns him. And so you hit a bomb early in the game, and then you get some high chin music. Like, I understand why Soler was pissed. I'm just glad that it actually ended up being a decent little fight. I'm wondering if any suspensions come for Lopez, because there was a moment when they first were making contact – I don't know if he threw the ball, but he kind of punched Soler with the ball in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's going to be considered an extra. We'll see how baseball handles it. But I love when you get a good fight. I mean, these will happen a couple times a year, not
usually
every day.
You don't get them this early in the season.
No, you get a little heat, a little spice. It's good for the sport,
man.
I love it.
It's one thing to react if he gets hit instantly.
Right.
It's they just stood there and stared at each other for about a minute and then randomly said, I'm going to bring it. Bring it, and then they charge. Yeah. Like, it was a delayed fight in reaction.
I imagine Major League Baseball will give a suspect because they don't want to. If you're going to do that and the bench is clear, you got to sit.
Oh yeah, there's going to be suspension.
It'll be a slap
for sure.
On the wrist. It'll be the absolute minimum. But yeah, we got to do something.
By the way, Lopez wants nothing to do with Soler. Soler was going to whoop his butt.
He's massive.
He's a huge
Jorge
human
Soler
being.
Is a I'm not going anywhere near that.
Ronaldo Lopez is listed at 6'1", but he's probably 5'11", 220 pounds, which is not a
That's fine size. Yeah. Sure, but yeah, he's a
then there's Soler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then there's Soler.
It's not a cut 220. It's a
Soler is Paul Bunyan.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You know, and he's a tree, so he's gonna get cut down there. But he was kind of waiting for the fight to be broken up. I also love when the bullpen reacts.
Love the bullpen running in.
I love a good
bullpen.
Well,
the bullpen's about the baseball. Looking at the other bullpens too, because it's like
you gonna go?
Yeah. Do we want to go?
You don't want to be late to the fight, but you also don't want to run if it's nothing.
You can't be the last pitcher out of your bullpen. That'll get you a fine in kangaroo court.
If it's just words and you run all the way down to the pitcher's mound and there's nothing happening,
okay, is this actually going to be a thing? Because I don't want to have to run all the way back or get halfway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when goalies fight in hockey after a fight's been going on for a while and the goalie's like, you know, we need to fight.
I'm just standing over here, dude. I'm bored.
We just had a good one with the Rangers.
What was his name?
Yeah, it was...
Did what happened last week while I was gone?
Yeah, we played the audio.
Yeah, the Devils and the Rangers. Igor Shesterkin.
Or Shesterkin. I was close. I had it with an S.
I mean, you're in the ballpark. I'll allow
Shesterkin.
It. I'll give you points for that. Not 10, but I'll give you points.
I just dropped that one on him. Kenny Albert's there. Shesterkin in Mark's room, and he looks at me like,
who? Whoa. Just go Igor. Igor's a lot easier. Igor's easy to say.
Got to get you ready for Blue Line Brandon. We start in a couple
weeks.
We're
close.
Right around the corner, man.
See if I'll ride a heater again this year the way I randomly did last year. Couldn't miss.
Well, the Sabres are in. They clinched.
There you are. Here comes Buffalo.
You got a brouhaha in Major League Baseball. It's 6:45. We got some local news that we'll get you coming up at the top of the hour. I got college football in the second hour as well. College football for Dirt?
Oh, tease me with a good time.
Oh, I will tease you with a good time. So we got a lot to get to. 6:45 on the Fan. Well, we got some Trailblazer news we'll pass along at the top of the hour. We got some college football. Something for many to ponder out there. Do you like chocolate ice cream or vanilla ice cream?
I will judge you if you answer this question a certain way.
Really?
If you like vanilla,
are you saying
over
what's
chocolate?
My favorite, or do I like them?
You
both.
Lost. I don't want you
You've
anymore.
Lost.
You're no good.
Yeah, you're out now.
You're out.
You're out,
you're out of the game.
You're out. You're not starting on my football team.
You're
anymore.
Not allowed to talk about it anymore.
Nope.
You're over. Get out of here. Literally, get out of here.
It'll
just
make
get out
sense
of the room
when you get the audio.
Yeah, we'll get away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, exactly. Careful though. Make sure everything's working okay.
No. We need you back. Hey, we're gonna go to break. Please come back. Please come back.
He's gone. Swag has left the building. So we'll get to that in the second hour. So we got some college football on the old show sheet. Happy anniversary! 33 years ago today. What happened?
I mean, we all know it. Go ahead and tell the people.
I will. You're right.
33 years ago, we all remember it vividly.
The Sandlot released in theaters.
I actually did see that. Yeah. It was the release date.
Yes.
I actually didn't know, too, that the fireworks show was an actual fireworks show.
Yeah, they thought it would be really good cinematically, and they're like, let's go shoot something, and the kids just started playing baseball.
Yeah, I've told the story before, but I went to college with a guy who lived in the same neighborhood as the dude who made the Sandlot, and you knew that he had a baseball field in his backyard. Like, why would you not? I made the Sandlot.
So cool.
How much money did that movie make, too? Like, that was such a good kid sports movie, one of the best baseball movies. Like, I still watch the Sandlot to this day. It's one of my traditions on the 4th of July, to be honest with you. Like, I'll turn that thing on, and when you're, like, sitting around early in the day, waiting for the festivities to begin, throw the Sandlot on, it's baseball, Americana, fireworks, feels great. And he said we all knew when he ran out of money, because that's when they made a Sandlot 2. And people don't know they made a Sandlot 2.
Yeah.
There was a second one in there, very similar to a Caddyshack 2.
Should have never done it.
It happened.
Yeah.
And it was a desperation money move at that point.
I think one of the funnier things on my Instagram algorithm is finding out that a lot of those guys are all still friends.
The kids from the movie?
Yeah. They still
did a reunion a couple of years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's the redhead kid?
Patrick Reina, I believe is how you say his name.
I follow him, and he'll do, like, he had a bit a while ago where he called every actor from the movie, like, all the main characters.
All of it, yeah.
And he called them, and it'd be like, I think it was like 8 o'clock at night, and he goes, hey, and they all answered.
Every single one, yeah.
And he'd be like, just calling to say goodnight.
Saying night-night.
And they're like, what? Love you.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Can't blame him, because that would weird me out.
It was really funny.
If I had a buddy who called me, hey, what's up? What do you need? Just want to say goodnight.
I've done that before.
Why are you calling me right now?
Just to make
don't call me.
Somebody uncomfortable. Goodnight. What?
This is such an unnecessary phone call right now. You're making me worried. I feel like something bad's happening.
The two definitive 4th of July movies in the Sprague household, Sandlot, Independence Day.
Yeah, that's all you really need at that point. I'll throw on the Patriot from time to time if I want to, just to, you know, let's go back to our blood.
Oh, yeah.
You know, back to our roots.
Where it all started.
Where it all began. Feeding the Brits back in the day. But, yeah, those two were perfect. I mean, we talked about this weeks ago of I feel bad for the modern generation that they don't get kids' sports movies like that.
They don't.
Like, Sandlot is maybe the most perfect kids' movie for me. Because I want to say I was like 6 when it came out. Was you said 33 years ago, so yeah, 5 somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
So it's like right when I'm getting ready to start watching movies. You're playing baseball. You love it. They're eating hot dogs. They're out there on the, like, it just was the perfect kid baseball movie.
It was also a big deal when kids sports movies were coming out.
Yes.
Like, kids nowadays are like, meh, I'll see it sometime on Netflix. Like, for us going into theaters or having
the option you had, it wasn't going to be on a streaming platform. Yeah. It wasn't going to air on cable, or, you know, Channel 6 wasn't going to have it on your TV.
No, no. So that was a big deal. But 33 years ago, that movie came out, and, you know, a lot of people our age, even a little older, just appreciated what it's meant to the culture.
Top 3 baseball movie of all time?
Oh, like, in general?
In general, yeah, it is. It is. It's real to me, damn it.
What are your other two?
I would probably go, this is going to be controversial. You ready to fire the people up?
Because some people don't think Field of Dreams should be listed in this conversation.
Field of Dreams is a baseball movie.
It's not that it's not. It's a baseball movie. There's not enough baseball for people.
There's a lot of baseball.
Is there?
The whole thing is about baseball.
No, it's about building baseball.
A baseball field and going to baseball games and playing catch with your dad.
Or is it about reconnecting with your father?
Walking into the corn. Where does Major League Baseball play games from time to time? At the Field of Dreams? Like, that's a baseball movie. Hmm. That's like people who try and say Die Hard's not a Christmas movie. Like, what are we doing here? Okay, when does the movie take place?
I don't think
what
it's
is the
centered
whole theme
around an office Christmas
of
party.
The movie is a Christmas office party.
As we noted when Macaulay Culkin said, "My movie's a Christmas movie, his movie is not." Macaulay, everybody goes on vacation. It's not just Christmas. You don't have any other office parties most of the year. It's only Christmas.
I think I'm probably going to leave one out that'll piss people off. I'd go Sandlot, in no particular order. This isn't my top, like, 1, 2, 3. I'm just giving you my top three. Sandlot, Field of Dreams has to be in there. In Bull Durham.
Bull Durham.
Bull Durham makes my top three.
Okay.
Honorable mention to The Natural.
Okay.
And Major League.
Yeah.
4 and 5.
R.I.P. Robert Redford.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
So Mike Malone's the second highest paid college basketball coach.
He is. He got a lot of money.
Got a good deal.
We don't have time to talk about
deal.
It.
Guy's making
six
bank.
Years. Yeah, $50
million. I'm fascinated to see how it works out.
I'm kind of weirdly excited.
I'm glad that they made that hire and not like not that Dusty yes. May's not entertaining because
right.
he just won a national title, but like a guy I've never heard of
Dusty
before.
May's a little boring.
Like, he's a little boring. Give me some heat. I need some spice in my life.
And he's going to be spicy.
He's
going to
yell.
Sure.
He's going to be great for the rivalry. I don't know if he's going to win, but it's going to be entertaining.
Loaded second hour. We got some interesting news locally. And do you like chocolate or vanilla ice cream? You need to answer this question in less than 3 seconds. Or do you? Hour number 2, Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 The Fan.